This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 510.5, unchanged on the open. May, 508 unchanged. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 468.5, up a half on the open. May, 481 unchanged. July, 491.5 unchanged. September, 501 up 1. December, 511.5, up a half on the open. March corn opened at 417.5, unchanged on the open. May, 427.5, up a half. July, 436 up 1. September, 421 unchanged. December, 409 unchanged. March, 416.5, down a half. July, 2008, 423 up a half on the open. March beans opened at 736, unchanged on the open. May, 750 down a half. July, 765.5 down a half. August, 765 down 5.5. September, 776.5 up a half. November, 787.5 down a half. January, 797 up 4. March, 2008, 797.5 unchanged on the open. March soybean meal opened at 216.50, up 110 on the open. May, 220.40, down 10. March soybean oil opened at 30 even, up 41 on the open. May, 29.95, down 4. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 104, up 22.5 on the open. April, 105.60, up 27.5. May, 107.05, up 2.5. August, 107.27.5, unchanged on the open. April live cattle opened at 97.65, up 30 on the open. June, 95.57.5, up 15. August, 92.60, up 5. October, 96.10, unchanged on the open. April lean hogs opened at 65.02.5, up 2.5 on the open. May, 74.75, down 5. June, 75.47.5, unchanged. July, 75.90, up 25 on the open. And March bellies open at 102.25, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
You know, after a peaking a week ago, corn, beans, and wheat prices were under some fairly heavy selling pressure until finding, well, maybe a bottom yesterday. May corn lost 36 cents, peak to valley. Beans, 68 cents, peak to valley. May wheat in the Board of Trade, 46.75. But we're seeing some rebounding yesterday and today. Are we carving out the bottom of a trading range heading into the report at the end of the month?
Well, you know, we started the day very pleasantly as far as looking like the rebound had started. And, you know, just in the time I've been on hold waiting to talk to you here this morning, you know, we dropped another 2 cents in the corn. We're down a nickel in the corn here this morning. It seems like we went up, touched yesterday's highs, with no real activity to push through, and in very quiet trade. The locals seem to be pushing things on the downside right now again, Dave, and taking away all our gains from yesterday that we made late.
So what do you make of that?
Well, I think that, you know, we're somewhat at an equilibrium point in time here, and a lot of guys are sitting back just sort of wondering what to do at these price levels. And maybe we went far enough so we get a little farther down the road. But very quiet trade so far. You know, all the things we talked about at the All-Day Outlook meeting just a week ago, still somewhat very evident in that with some weather problems, we've got a very tight supply. And a lot of it's up in the air looking to see what the actual planted acreage is going to be. So, you know, maybe we're just sort of in a seesaw area here for a little while.
What number do you think is in the traders' minds in Chicago that they're working on right now for acreage?
I think around the somewhere between 8 and 9 million acre is probably what 90% of them are using, Dave. You know, we keep hearing, we read different news wires in the morning, and they say that seed corn companies continue to say that they're seeing switch over from cotton, soybeans, rice, you know, and it looks like more acres are going to corn. And I believe Mr. Brock said that in some of his meetings out in the western areas, he's looking at South Dakota and some areas like that, there might be adding some more corn acres that we're maybe not seeing or thinking about as much in it. You know, as we sit here in the Midwest.
More corn acres, but they don't yield as well. That might bring down the national trend line yield?
Well, you know, whenever you add marginal acres, you don't get bushel for bushel adding as you would in the top areas. So, I mean, you know, like I say, it depends on whether we're adding these acres, you know, in central Illinois or whether we're adding them possibly in Mississippi, Arkansas, South Dakota, or somewhere else. So, you know, we could see the national average or trend line yields drop back a little bit if we had too many more acres in marginal areas.
How does corn grow on irrigated cotton land?
Well, I think it depends on if they can get it in and plant it early enough before it gets too hot for pollination season. That's one of the problems that they have. But they've been able to have some fairly decent ground as long as it's the irrigated ground, Dave. I mean, it's yield, fairly good yields if it's on the irrigated ground.
From a technical picture, is it soybeans and corn pretty much alike? It looks like May soy futures found support at the 50% retracement off the 2007 rally off the January lows.
Yeah, they sure did. And one of the things we did see yesterday at the turnaround points was some commercial buying, and that is always a good thing to see if you want the market supported. Commercials buying is, you know, they're the ones that actually handle, buy, sell, and handle the physical product. And if they're buyers, well, that is a lot more positive than just a fund.
Were the commercials getting close to hand in mouth? Are they hand in mouth? Where are they?
Oh, I think that they still own some, but they sure don't mind accumulating what they think is a point of value. So, you know, we're seeing the movement of corn and beans has dramatically slowed down on this setback. A lot of the farmers sitting back taking the attitude they'll wait and see for the rebound. They've held this long, and the prices are still good. They're going to hang on a little longer. So, yeah, the pipeline gets a little tighter every day that we go on without farmer moving things.
What kind of volatility are you anticipating in this corn market going through the growing season? Are you in a mindset you could see prices trade, I don't know, anywhere from 250 to 550?
Well, I hadn't set my prices as low as 250 yet, Dave. The 550 is a little bit on the up-end side, but we're going to see some wild swings. We're going to see some 10 and 20-cent days, and depending on different weather and what it is coming around, we're going to be hanging. If it starts to get dry, if it stays wet, we can't get in the field, or later in the summer if it gets dry and continues to look dry, we're going to hang on every weather forecast and every time Mr. Skilling or some other weatherman says something.
Well, that will drive producers nuts who are trying to market their crop. What are you telling them?
Not just producers, Dave. I think it's going to drive a few brokers up against the wall, too. You know, as we're looking at things here, I think that we're probably just a little more of the lines of putting some protection under this market than we were a couple weeks ago. We're seeing that there's a lot of activity out there that seems to say that we have the ability to move down a little more than what we thought earlier if we get these big acres. You know, Allendale, Pro Farmer, everybody like that is, you know, going over 10 million acres of corn added. And so there is some more possibilities if the weather isn't bad. So we want to put some sort of put protection under some of this market here as we move along and stay above $4.
What's your thinking on what month? Do you like the May or the July to December? Depends on the farmer. How are you handling this?
Oh, I think that that's basically, you know, an individual option there as to what they want to, if they want short-term or long-term protection. For a lot of the farmers, we'd just soon get out there and be covered for the time period when they're going to be harvesting the crop.
So you'd like to go all the way out to the D's?
In most cases, yes.
Okay. Thank you much, Wayne. You have a grand day.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Lead options, May wheat in Kansas City, 506 and a half, down 1.5. At the Board of Trade, May wheat, 478 and three quarters, down 2. May corn, 423 and three quarters, down 3. March beans at 734, down 1 and three quarters. The May at 748 and three quarters. and now 748.5. It's down 2. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in the Chicago area, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Elsewhere in the north, increasing cloudiness in central and southern sections. A mix of clouds and sunshine, highs from 24 to 50 tonight in northern Illinois and in northern, central, and southeastern Indiana. Mostly cloudy with areas of light snow, with snowfall of 1 to 2 inches in the north overnight. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows from 18 to 35 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.